If Wisconsin's presidential primary were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 15th, and we will hold a presidential straw poll this hour, giving you 30 seconds to stump for your favorite candidate. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Today is the day of Michigan's primary, where Republicans Mitt Romney and John McCain are locked in a very close race, with Mike Huckabee trying to make a showing. Not much happening on the Democratic side, though, in Michigan, as the Democratic National Committee is sanctioning Michigan for moving its primary up against the rules. It's stripping the state of its Democratic delegates. So none of the leading Democrats are campaigning in Michigan today. But you get a chance to vote on Wisconsin Public Radio during this presidential straw poll. And we'll go straight to the phones. Judy and Ripon is first. Hi, Judy. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm going to vote for Barack Obama. I liked him since the very beginning, before he was even becoming popular, just hearing what he had to say. He's the only one that can truly make a change in Washington. Everybody else is too much the old guard, too much experience in politics. He hasn't been tainted yet by Washington.
Thank you very much, Judy. Appreciate your vote for Barack Obama. Frank in Madison is next. Hi, Frank.
Yes, ma'am. I'd vote for Ron Paul simply because he's the only man out there that's four square for the Constitution, and I kind of am afraid of this change idea. I want to return to the principles that made America great and observe our Constitution, which is exactly what Ron Paul stands on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we're just going to keep plowing through. Nobody to argue with you. You just get to say who you will vote for and why, or who you would want to vote for and why. Victor in Milwaukee, hi.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Hillary Clinton, hands down. I liked her proposal in dealing with the subprime crisis, and when she gets in the White House, she's going to recharge the health care debate. So I got her, hands down.
Thank you, Victor. And now we go to Milton in West Allis. Hi, Milton.
I'm voting for Dennis Kucinich because Dennis is paying for a recount of the highly suspect electronic voting machine result in New Hampshire along with the Granny Warriors group. The media is burying this story to create an alternative fake reality, but Dennis stands against this media manipulation and criminal fakery. Dennis Kucinich has a real platform, not just polls, celebrity fluff, and sound bites. Please don't bury this recount story, Joy.
That's your almost 30 seconds to participate in the straw poll, presidential straw poll. Thanks for your vote for Dennis Kucinich. Marilyn in Cleveland. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My vote goes to Senator Edwards because I think he is best situated to fight corporate greed, which runs this country pretty much. And the other candidates take money from corporations. He does not. So he gets my vote.
Thank you very much. And Jane in Shorewood. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm voting for John Edwards for all the reasons Marilyn said, and also because he has intelligence, he has courage, he has vision that I don't hear coming from the others. He is setting the agenda for everybody else. And I'm with John all the way.
Thank you very much, Jane. Clyde in Denmark. Hi, you're next.
Hi, I'm voting for Dennis Kucinich. He's the man with all the ideas that all the other candidates wish they had and the voting record they wish they had. He's right on the war, on domestic spying by the government, health care, and the economy. He's for labor, women's rights, gay citizens' rights, and voting rights. He's a man for real change in this country, and starting with the impeachment of Cheney and Bush. Thank you
very much for your vote. We move on to Linda in Monroe. Good morning.
Good morning. I vote for Hillary Clinton. She showed good leadership when she was on Meet the Press with Tim Russert on Sunday. And a debate in Iowa a few months back, she was trying to stress the economy even then. And she said in the last 7 years, President Bush has taken 14 years out of the Social Security Fund. And I think she's running a good campaign.
Thank you very much, Linda. We have you down for Hillary Clinton. John in Madison. Hi, you're next.
John Edwards. John Edwards' health care plan will include all Americans. Obama excludes 15 million. Hillary flunked the first time around. Everybody ought to remember that. Edwards will get us out of Iraq. I doubt that the other two will. Hillary Clinton represents the past. You want another 16 years of a Clinton? Obama has got great speeches, but he is unproven. John Edwards is the future.
Thank you, John. Got it in under 30 seconds. Christopher in Mount Zion, hi.
Good morning, Joy. Morning. I'm with John Edwards, too, and John put it eloquently. You know, I'd like to vote for Dennis Kucinich. Unfortunately, the media has just ripped him apart and made him look to be a fool, despite him having the best platform out there. It's sad when most Americans really don't know what's going on. And John put it right. Hillary's in the pocket of the corporations, and I don't dislike Hillary. I think she's a great person. I just don't like her politics. Obama's unproven. Yes, John Edwards is the person we really need right now. Thank you.
Thank you. 30 seconds on the dot. And Mary in, oh, I'm sorry, I have to get Mary and Clinton on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for Dennis Kucinich. I agree with your previous callers. I think it is a shame what the media has done to him and that people don't take him more serious. Obama would be my second choice, I guess, but I really like Dennis Kucinich. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Steve in Madison, hello.
Hi, I'm voting for John Edwards. I really believe in his ideas about poverty and the two Americas he talks about and the fact that he hasn't taken a dime from any of the lobbies or the PACs. So he's got my vote. Thank you.
Thank you. And we are taking your calls at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We're not going to include any emails in the straw poll results because we want to fill the hour with your calls and your stumping for your candidate. As we conduct what is admittedly an unscientific sampling of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. It measures who is motivated to call in during this hour on this day to tell us who your favorite candidate is and why. The last time we did one of these, gosh, it was quite some time ago. It was about October, I believe. And during that presidential straw poll, Dennis Kucinich was the leader with 17 votes, Hillary Clinton with 13 votes, Ron Paul had 10, Mike Huckabee had 9, Barack Obama had 8, John Edwards had 5, Fred Thompson 4, Bill Richardson 3, Chris Dodd 3, Stephen Colbert, and none of the above, 2 each, Joe Biden, Al Gore, John McCain, Ralph Nader, Mitt Romney all tallied 1 vote each. But the race has changed, obviously, since then. Bill Richardson, Chris Dodd, Joe Biden have all bowed out of the race. If you were supporters of those candidates, who would get your vote now and why? We saw last week in New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton and John McCain won their primaries. A few days before that, Barack Obama and Mike Huckabee took the Iowa caucuses. Nevada and South Carolina are coming up. Today, it's Michigan, but it's also you. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. If Wisconsin's presidential primary were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? Ray in Fond du Lac, hi.
Hi, yeah, I would vote for Dennis Kucinich. He is the only candidate out of the entire Democratic field that's looking for genuine single-payer health care. Everyone else has insurance company kept in the mix, and they're looking to enrich insurance companies at taxpayer expense in that context. He wants to fix the economy by getting rid of all these trade agreements that have destroyed our manufacturing base in this country. He also is, next to Paul, the only other candidate that fully wants to come back to the constitutional rule.
Yeah. And that's your 30 seconds. Thanks very much, Ray. We're limiting you to 30 seconds so we can get as many callers in as possible. Bill in Lancaster, hi. And please listen through your telephone, because if you're listening through your radio, there's a delay, and we're not going to have you on the air if you're listening to the radio. Pat in Mesomania is next. Hi.
Hi. I am voting for Dennis Kucinich in the primary, and I agree with most of his policy stances. He's the only one who will speak truth to power and not change with the wind. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next we go to Scott in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi.
Hi. John Edwards all the way. I think he's a Democrat of the old days where he wasn't too far left. He represents the citizens of the United States and wants to get rid of NAFTA, which is killing them. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill in Lancaster. Hi.
Hello, Joey. Sorry about that before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
John Edwards, because of his stand on health care, how he wants to change it for the country, and because he stands against the special interest groups.
Thank you very much. So we'll take a very short pause and tally up what we have so far. And after this short break, more of your calls. This presidential straw poll, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up between 4 and 6 this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, Ben will talk with a UW Oshkosh professor who has filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin constitutional amendment defining marriage, which bans gay marriage and civil unions. That's coming up after 5 this afternoon. We are conducting a presidential straw poll this hour, an unscientific sampling of your presidential preferences. If the Wisconsin primary were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? We give you 30 seconds to stump for your candidate. Right now, John Edwards is leading our pack with 7 votes, followed by Dennis Kucinich with 5, then Hillary Clinton with 2, Barack Obama 1 vote so far, and Ron Paul 1 vote so far. Next, we go to Bill in Mount Horeb. Hi.
I'm going to vote for Barack Obama. I think he's the only candidate with a genuine, sincere stance on the environment. He's the only leader that went out on a limb politically and said he'd be willing to talk to foreign leaders rather than just ignore them, considering them a threat, but know that we have to talk to them to make progress. I think he's our best chance for hope of the future.
Thank you very much, Bill. And Carolina in Madison is next. Hi.
Hi. John Edwards. He's the only one opposing building more nuclear plants and for the other reason previously stated. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Lynn in Madison. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm voting for Dennis Kucinich, and I think he's probably the most intelligent candidate. I think he's the only one who could possibly win the presidential race if it were rather than Obama and Hillary, mainly because the press would be forced to listen to him, which they aren't doing right now, and then people could actually see what he's trying to say.
All right. Thank you very much. Jeff in Wausau is with us now. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I'm going to vote for John Edwards, because he's the only one with a good economic point of view. I'm a union worker, and I'm tired of jobs being exported out of this country, and I know that he's for having jobs here.
Thank you for that vote. Certainly have a contingency out there for John Edwards and Dennis Kucinich. Anybody else? Mike in Hudson. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd like to cast a vote for Dennis Kucinich because he seems to me to be a straight-talking individual and with a high degree of integrity. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Ann in Viroqua, hi.
Hi, I'm going to vote for John Edwards because he's the first mainstream candidate to acknowledge that America has a working class in a long, long time. Thanks.
Thank you. And Fred in Delavan is with us now. Hi, Fred, who would you vote for?
I cast my vote for Obama. I believe he's probably the most realistic candidate in terms of representing the various ranges of the population and their needs.
All right. Thank you very much. Melissa in River Falls, your turn.
Hello. I'm going to vote for Ron Paul because he's the only candidate who is a pure constitutionalist and will return the rights to the people.
Thank you for that vote. Lisa in Appleton is with us now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I would like to vote for Huckabee because he is clear thinking, has good ideas, has a good plan, and I like his values and ethics.
All right. Thank you very much for casting your vote during this straw poll. Jeremy in Stevens Point, good morning.
Good morning. I would like to cast a vote for Dennis Kucinich.
And why?
Well, everybody's worried about corporate greed, and everybody has to remember that the media is controlled by corporate greed, and everybody in the media tries to ignore Dennis as much as possible, so we need to overcome that and vote for Dennis.
Thank you very much. Chuck in Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi. Voting for John Edwards for all the reasons that everyone's given. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. You can give your own reasons, though. We want to know why you prefer a candidate. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. If Wisconsin's primary were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? Would it be one of the Democrats? Would it be Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Mike Gravel, Dennis Kucinich, Barack Obama? The other Democrats have bowed out of the race. How about on the Republican side? I know that there are some Republicans listening right now, too. Rudy Giuliani, Mike Huckabee, Duncan Hunter, John McCain, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson. Maybe you haven't decided. Maybe it's none of the above. Maybe you're waiting for a third party or a Green Party candidate, or maybe you're hoping Mike Bloomberg gets in the race as an independent. Whatever the case may be, you get to vote for your favorite candidate, and you get 30 seconds to tell us why. Bob in Verroqua was next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Hillary Clinton, primarily because she'd bring an entirely different perspective to the White House. Probably refreshing.
All right, thank you very much. And Chris in Janesville, how about you?
Dennis Kucinich, and the reason why is because every issue that he brings up is on the point, the direction we need to go in this country. Until we do, things are going to get bad here before these people in this country wake up. Thank you.
Thank you. Jenny in La Crosse, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm for Hillary Clinton. I want to go back to the Clinton years. I remember our good economy, and I know she'll get us a good health plan and get us out of this war. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jean in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Jean.
Hi. I'm voting for Barack Obama. People complain that he has no experience, but that can be a plus. You look at his experience, he's been more of a grassroots person as he moved up, and I think he has the positive leadership that our country needs, especially after 8 years of President Bush.
Thanks for that vote. And next is Ron in La Crosse.
Yes, first choice would be Dennis Kucinich, but if he didn't win, I would vote for Edwards if I could cast two votes in the primary. You know, I think
But you can't. Oops. I didn't do that. Leo cut you off accidentally. He didn't mean to. But we got your vote down for Dennis Kucinich. Kathy in Neshota. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm voting for John Edwards because he has the most detailed policies of anyone. But this is something most people don't know. He is literally the only candidate not taking any defense contract money. And Hillary Clinton has the most of both parties. And so is Obama. So think about it. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. And John Edwards remains in the lead with 12 votes so far during this unscientific straw poll. Dennis Kucinich close behind with 10. And Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are tied. Very close between Hillary and Barack with 4 votes apiece. Where are the Republican callers? We have so far 1 vote for Mike Huckabee and 2 votes for Ron Paul. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Lori in Cudahy. Hi.
Yes, good morning. I'd vote for Obama. I will vote for Obama. I've been with him from the beginning, and I think that he will allow people with the best education, the best minds to inform him about policy, and I think he will get us out of the mess we're in. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And our next caller is David in South Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi, thanks. This is fun. I'll be voting Democratic, and for me, change this year means staying away from the corruption of corporate America, the big money influence. And for me, that really leaves just one choice. Hillary and Obama have both taken way too much corporate money. My choice is Edwards.
Thank you for your vote. George in Krivitz. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. I'd like to place my vote based on the major issues and grave consequences for our nation. And ends to McCain. For these reasons, a war on two fronts, Iraq and Afghanistan, and Iran on the horizon. Also, the terminal oil in Pakistan and a nuclear weapons proliferation. Additionally, the foreclosure with the housing market, and worse yet to come, McCain would be best to handle the military issues, which should be at the forefront. And I hear a lot of liberal talk, but we are at war. You know, it's not going to go away.
And there's your 30 seconds. And we appreciate, George, you taking the time to call in and cast that vote for McCain, our first of this straw poll this hour. David in Middleton, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to cast my vote for Mitt Romney. I think he has the most knowledge and experience of all of them, and I think he's not influenced by corporate America or the unions and all that stuff. So I think he'd make the best president.
Thank you for your vote for Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney and John McCain are battling it out today in Michigan. They are neck and neck, according to the polls. The Republican primary is today in Michigan. Isn't much of a race on the Democratic side because the Democrats are sanctioning Michigan for moving up the primary, so the delegates don't count. Nobody's campaigning on the Democratic side in Michigan. But they sure are campaigning in South Carolina and Nevada and other states. We probably will be doing an hour tomorrow on a Democratic debate that's going to be held tonight, and we will also do an hour on the Republican side of the ticket with the results of the Michigan primary. Some are saying if Mitt Romney doesn't score a win in Michigan, his campaign will be on the ropes as John McCain's McCain campaign continues to rise. So tomorrow we'll talk more, analyze more of debates and the Michigan primary. But right now, a straw poll asking you, if Wisconsin's primary were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. You get 30 seconds to tell us who gets your vote and why. And we'll keep track as the hour goes on. We'll eventually post these results on our website at the end of the hour. David in Ironwood, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm voting today, but I can't vote for Edwards. I'm going to cross over and vote for Ron Paul. I'm going to call the ACLU and challenge the whole Democratic Party process as unconstitutional under the Ninth Amendment. This is crap. Sorry. It's just denying the Democratic rank and file their vote for president is wrong. People in Kenya died to vote, and we're just throwing a whole state away.
All right. I put your vote down for Ron Paul, since that's what you said. Thank you. Janet in Chippewa Falls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My vote is for Hillary Clinton because I think she would be the best well-round president. I think she has the knowledge and will do something about the foreign affairs, the economy, and the insurance business in the United States.
Thank you very much, Janet. Appreciate your participation. Cindy in Burlington is with us now. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning. I was leaning towards Ron Paul on the vote, but I don't think he's really electable. But I like his policies. But John Edwards, I love his policies because they're both gentlemen are concentrating on our country. They're not concentrating on anything else but us. And so that's why I will vote for John Edwards.
Thank you for the vote. And Jack in Oak Creek is next. Hello.
Hello. Say, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because she's a very smart woman, most qualified, most articulate. And we had 8 great years under the Clintons, and I'll hope for another 8 years under another Clinton administration. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. On we go to Don in Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi. I'm voting for Obama, and I'm hoping for an Obama-Richardson ticket. Kucinich is just on the fringe. Clinton is too divisive, and we need some new folks in D.C. to clean up the messes that Bush has left behind. We don't need dynasties anymore.
Thank you very much, Don. David in Madison, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I would vote for Kucinich. I like his economic program. I like his health care proposals, where we would basically just get rid of for-profit health care. And I want to vote for him because this is maybe the one election where he has a chance of winning.
All right. Thank you very much. Sue in Coon Valley, good morning.
Hi. Because of the big money influence, my vote is for John Edwards as well. And I feel a vote for someone like John McCain is a vote for the draft. I think people really have to think seriously about the direction our country will go in if we get somebody who wants to start more wars instead of try to end them.
Thank you very much for your vote for John Edwards. Diane in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I like to cast my vote for Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being that he's got good values, and he's not going to lead us into war, and he's going to pay attention to this country and our needs. Thank you.
Thank you. Diane, Bob and Nina, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Senator Obama, because he's the most intelligent one. When we were in Europe this last summer, we had a chance to talk to people in Europe about who they would like to see, and overwhelmingly, 100% actually, Barack Obama, because of his intelligence, and compared to the doofus that we have in there right now, they see this as someone with intelligence.
Thank you very much, Bob. Just under the 30 seconds. Anthony in Oregon, hi.
Hey, I was going to vote for Huckabee because there was that movie recently, I Heart Huckabees, that kind of, you know, predisposed my subconscious to that. But beside that, I was sort of torn between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton for the sheer novelty of having someone who isn't a white male. But I think Hillary Clinton would be a little more radical, so I'd go with her.
All right. We got you down to from Mike Huckabee to either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, but we put your vote down for Hillary Clinton. Chris in Green Bay, hi.
Good morning, Joy. I'm going to vote for Ron Paul because I think that our foreign policy is a tragedy, that we need to come back to the United States, also because the country is going broke and that we need somebody who's going to honestly address the issue, and that we need to get the police state under control and get power back to the people. Thank you.
Thank you. Jody in Madison is with us now. Hi.
Hi. I'm going to vote for Barack Obama. I feel really strongly that we need a lot of repair work overseas, and I think he can bring a charismatic personality, and his bipartisanship is just wonderful, and that's my vote.
Thank you for it. Peter in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Joy. Barack Obama, he's a thoughtful, insightful gentleman. He's worked with the poor, and he is not arrogant.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Mike in Rice Lake, how about you?
Yes, for Kucinich, because we seem to forget what happened in Minnesota last summer with the bridge going down, that we need to rebuild our infrastructure in the country, and none of the candidates are paying attention to it.
Okay, thank you very much. Gary in Maguanago, hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Who gets your vote and why?
Okay, I'd like to vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a known quantity, and we did it before. We can do it again.
Okay, thank you very much. Our next caller is Irene in Algoma. Good morning.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Obama, mainly because he was against the war from the beginning, the war in Iraq. And also, I think he's the most intelligent. He taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago. And be a pleasant change to have someone who knows the Constitution backwards and forwards in the office.
Thank you very much, Irene. Lisa in Eagle. Hello.
Hi, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. I've been waiting for this since 1993 when she presented the National Health Care Plan. And I think she will be the best leader. She's got vision. She's got compassion. She's got experience both domestic and overseas. And I think she'll lead us into the future. I think Obama is a good leader for the future, but I don't feel like he's prepared for the challenges that lie ahead. So possibly in 2012 or 2016, but for now it's Hillary.
And you've got it in exactly 30 seconds. Bob in La Crosse. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Mike Huckabee. He's a supporter of the fair tax, and we're going to need a major overhaul of our tax structure in order to fix our economic problems. And I think the socialist agenda of the Democratic Party is a bad vision for America.
All right. Thanks for that vote. And we will update you on the results so far of this presidential straw poll and take more of your calls at 1-800-642-1234 and 263-1890 after this. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up, Kathleen Dunn is with you after 9 o'clock. The United States ranks 67th in the world for female political representation. Kathleen will talk with the founder of an organization working to advance the leadership role of women in business and politics coming up after 9 o'clock. We're hosting or holding a presidential straw poll during this hour, wondering if Wisconsin's primary, presidential primary, were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? We give you 30 seconds to stump for your favorite candidate. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Right now, the fastest fingers belong to John Edwards supporters. 15 calls so far supporting John Edwards, followed by 12 for Dennis Kucinich. Then Barack Obama has 10, Hillary Clinton very close behind with 9, Ron Paul has 3, Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney are tied with 2 apiece, and John McCain 1 vote so far in this unscientific presidential straw poll. Still time for any candidate to pull it out, and our next caller is Connie in Madison. Hi, Connie.
Hi, I'd vote for Ron Paul for many reasons. Just see his website, and he's a refreshing change. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Clifford in Bonduelle, hello.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Great show. I would like to vote for Obama, and the reason, he's the only one that can get us out of this mess we're in. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling. Ken in Stoughton. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have some real concerns about the fact the public doesn't seem to know that Barack Obama won his first election by having all of his opponents disqualified, quite legally, but I don't think he's the man, and therefore I'm voting for Dennis Kucinich because we desperately need a Department of Peace.
Thank you for that vote. Tim in Madison is with us now. Hello.
Obama, in the contest of the hearts and minds, not only of the youth in this country, but of the youth worldwide, there's only one candidate, and that will prevail, and that will be Obama.
All right. Thank you for participating. Mohammed in Madison is with us now. Hi.
Hi. John Edwards.
How come?
Well, I've sort of moved away from Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and a lot of it came out of I overheard the discussion yesterday with this race issue being argued with Joseph Lowry and Congressman mm-hmm. John Lewis, and it's too much of a distraction to me, and I think he's the most electable of the three.
Thank you for that. We'll talk more about those issues sometime tomorrow on this program, I hope. Dave in Ellison Bay is with us now. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning. I'd like to vote for Ron Paul. Primarily because he uses or at least refers to the Constitution as his authority for bringing the federal government back into some sense of order. He's against the welfare state, and well, he understands that we cannot afford the welfare or what he calls the warfare state. So, Ron Paul, thank you.
Thank you. Cindy in Ellison Bay. Well, what do you know?
Hi, I'm casting my vote for John Edwards. I truly believe in his stance on anti-poverty. I do like his plan for health care, and I really appreciate his stance against corporate greed.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate your call. David in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, David.
Hi. I'm supporting Barack Obama. I think he's the only candidate that can unify the country and move us away from some of the divisions. I also think he's very qualified and has worked as an organizer in ordinary communities, and also think he's the most sober and responsible in terms of decision-making. So I think he'd make a great president.
Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234. That's our toll-free number from wherever you're listening. If you're in Madison, 263-1890. We're not taking emails during this straw poll because we want to hear from you. We want to hear if Wisconsin's primary were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 30 seconds to tell us why you are voting for a particular candidate when Wisconsin's primary comes along. Michigan voters going to the polls today. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Did the results of the recent New Hampshire primary and or the Iowa caucuses change your mind in any way? Did the withdrawal of some of the other Democratic candidates make you decide to support someone else? Bill Richardson is no longer in the race. Chris Dodd, Joe Biden have all but bowed out. If you were supporting them, who gets your vote now? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. Diane in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm going to vote for John Edwards because he's for the average working man, and I think he'll do something for us and not the top 2% who own most of the money in the world.
All right, thank you very much, Diane. Jeff in Glendale, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to cast my vote for Barack Obama with hopes that he will incorporate John Edwards and Ron Paul into his cabinet and close circle of advisors.
Okay, there's a thought. Thanks, Jeff. Mary in Wauwatosa, how about you?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Hillary Clinton. I believe she is the most qualified one that's out there, and it's way overdue to have a woman as president.
Thank you very much. Donald in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Donald.
Good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call. I would really, right now, I'm really looking strongly at Senator Obama, particularly for his feelings on allowing the U.S. to take away the sanctions with Cuba, which is, the Cubans really are no threat to us anymore. But one of the reasons I'm voting for Mr. Obama and not Hillary Clinton is people need to remember that when Hillary Clinton was the first lady, her primary job that she had said that she was going to do was to help the healthcare industry, reform healthcare. After 8 years in office, she gave up in less than 1 year, and I believe she took a buyout from the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah. And we got you in with your 30 seconds. Thanks very much, Donald. Or no, not, yeah, Donald, for calling. We got down your vote for Barack Obama. And we have one open line for you now at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We don't have any votes so far for Rudy Giuliani. So nobody supports him in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. None for Fred Thompson either. None for Duncan Hunter. Maybe that's not such a surprise. John in Superior. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to just make a vote for nobody. We've got, you know, every 2 years we get 2 years of stumping for somebody or other, and then we get a year of talking about how it happened, and then a year to forget all what happened last time. I'd like to just say for all the anarchists out there and anybody else who doesn't believe in this system that I'd vote for revolution. Thanks.
All right. I think you're welcome. Janet in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm definitely voting for Hillary Clinton. I think she's the one person that can really have an impact on the healthcare system. She did attempt to do that, and she was blocked significantly by Congress. So I think she is the person for the job.
Thank you very much for the call, Janet. And Ellen in Brookfield is next. Hi.
I'm voting for John Edwards. He's, first of all, one of the few who's brave enough to really specifically put out what it is that he plans on doing. He's also intelligent enough to learn from his mistakes, even though he was for the war, he's against the war. He has a plan, and he does have that wonderful wife. And I think that he would use just about all of these wonderful other candidates in his cabinet in some way. I think he's brilliant.
Thank you very much for participating in our straw poll. Nick and Racine, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to vote for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I think he's the only candidate I've seen that's really follows the Constitution, and I really like the idea of having something that's backing our currency.
Okay, thank you very much. Ron Paul has 7 votes so far, 2 apiece for Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee, 1 vote for John McCain, 1 vote for no one. Most of the votes are coming in on the Democratic side, with John Edwards leading the pack with 19 votes, followed by Barack Obama with 15. Then Dennis Kucinich with 13 and Hillary Clinton tallying 11 so far. And 10 minutes to go. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Christina in Oconomowoc, hello.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I think the Democratic
party a lot of good options, but I'm a working woman. I have a young child with type 1 diabetes. Health care is hugely important. Daycare, world politics. There's too many things to mention within 30 seconds.
Thank you very much for that vote. Jan in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, Jan.
Hello. I would like to see Thompson get the nomination. To me, he is reminiscent of Reagan in a way that he has a gentle way of commanding respect, and I believe he's truthful, and as far as I can tell, he's conservative on all fronts, and he's got wisdom that I have listened to, that I think that all the flashiness of the new people, there's wisdom, and that can't be beat. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jan. Next, we go to Dick in Cashton. Hello.
This is Eric, but okay, I am in Cashton. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. He's the only candidate that understands our economic situation we're in. The dollar is crashing. Only reason the economy is still afloat is because the Chinese and the Japanese support the dollar. He's the only candidate that says he'll get us out of the Iraq right now and bring our troops home from around the world and save our economy. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. And we do have another open line now. Lines have been busy all hour long, but one open line at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Just takes 30 seconds, so a line opens up right away during this presidential straw poll when we ask you if the presidential election were to be held today or Wisconsin's primary presidential election, who would get your vote and why? 30 seconds. And we will keep track and post the results on our website at the end of the hour, WPR.org. It's an unscientific sampling of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. It demonstrates who can who's motivated to get to the phone and who can call in quickest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. But I think it's interesting to hear from you as to why a particular candidate has caught your fancy, what the issues are that are most important to you, what issues have you backing a particular candidate. Mike in Milwaukee, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm Mike. I'm an Edwards fan. Edwards is a friend of Lavery. He understands the middle class, and he's against corporate greed. I mean, we have problems in this country with corporations. They're not responsible to this country. They're international firms. So my vote is for John Edwards.
Thanks very much, Mike. Chris in Hales Corners. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I'm going to have to cast my vote for Ron Paul in this one. Just because he's the only one seriously looking at ending the war and our big expenditures overseas and foreign policy. And I also am concerned about monetary policy. And, you know, he's the only one that actually talks sense when you hear him. So I would just I would encourage people to look him up and go to his webpage and also to get out on February 19th in Wisconsin here and vote for him.
Thank you for the call. I hope people will vote right now during this presidential straw poll. All of a sudden, we have several open lines. Three open lines for you. There we go. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We want to know what candidate or which candidate you are supporting and why. And you get to maybe persuade others to see it your way. Dawn in Wauwatosa, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for Edwards because I'd like to see a victory. And I think Obama and Clinton are going to self-destruct by slinging mud the way Moody and Shakota did when Feingold emerged.
Okay, thanks very much for your vote for John Edwards. Next we go to Chad in Milwaukee. Hi, Chad.
Hello. I'd like to vote for Ron Paul. I think that the country needs some drastic changes, and I think he's the man to do it. I think his policies and his theories really meet what we need to do today.
Okay, thanks very much. Brian in Cedarburg is with us now. Hi, Brian.
Good morning. I think we should scrap the election and make George Bush king and keep us in perpetual war. Thank you.
I think that was said tongue-in-cheek, but I don't think it was a real knee slapper, did you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Bob in Wazika. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to cast my vote for Barack Obama. I think John Edwards would be a good second choice, but I believe Hillary would be business as usual.
Okay, thanks very much. Dave in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Ron Paul.
Why?
I like his economic views.
Okay, all right. We have, again, all of our lines open at the very end of the hour. This is odd. Normally you wait until the last minute. 1-800-642-1234. There is a line for you and time for you to cast your vote in this presidential straw poll that we are holding this hour. We do this once in a while, and this is one time that once in a while. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We thought we would see, as this presidential primary season is underway, whether things have changed in Wisconsin, or at least according to this straw poll. Obama and Huckabee won Iowa. Clinton and McCain took New Hampshire. This hour, we want to see who you think should win Wisconsin. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We have the leader so far on the Democratic side, John Edwards, with 21 votes, followed by Barack Obama with 16. Then it's Dennis Kucinich with 13 and Hillary Clinton with 12. Michael in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to vote for Barack Obama. I think he's without a doubt one of the more eloquent leaders I've seen come into politics in recent memory. And more importantly, he actually is focusing on the important things. His answer when what was the one thing he would focus on was energy policy, because it would revive our economy, help our security situation, and just generally make our country a better place to live. I can't think of a more intelligent answer I've heard, and I'm really tired of getting presidents who really aren't thinking about what they're doing, and I think he'd really take some time and solve a lot of our problems.
Thank you so much for that call. This will be our last call, and I apologize. Apparently, our 800 number might be on the fritz a little bit. And if you tried to get through and couldn't get through, sorry, we will do this again some other time. Joel in Germantown, hi.
Hi, I'm voting for Ron Paul. We have a $9 trillion federal debt and $60 trillion in obligations, and Ron Paul's the only one who's going to cut spending to get us back on track. Thanks.
All right, thanks very much. So the results stand, as I just updated you a few minutes ago. John Edwards led this particular presidential straw poll, followed by Barack Obama, followed by Dennis Kucinich, then Hillary Clinton. Actually, Hillary Clinton and Ron Paul tied with 12 votes apiece, thanks to that very last straw poller. Then Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney, 2 apiece. Fred Thompson, 1 vote. One person says he's not going to vote. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.